Good afternoon. I'm pleased to be with you here at the beginning of this new year for the beef industry. This year, as you select new leadership for the Beef Board, it is difficult for me to imagine how new leadership could work harder or be more dedicated to the service of their fellow producers and the integrity of the checkoff than the leaders I've had the honor to work with this past year. The other day, a rancher asked my opinion about a certain important issue within the industry. Without hesitation, I told him the truth as I saw it. My opinion doesn't matter. Now, I know that some CEOs, particularly those in the corporate world, see their role as drivers of change within their organization, forces to be reckoned with in their respective organizations. But I see my role as your Beef Board CEO a little differently. During my 17 years with the Beef Board, I believe strongly that my skills are to be used in the role of servant leader, to serve all beef producers across the country, to serve those producers selected for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and of course, more directly, to serve the CBB Executive Committee. The bottom line is I serve producers. When asked for my opinion, I do my best to provide insight, give suggestions, work with people to find acceptable solutions, and remind our leaders of a longer-term vision they have previously set. Over the past 3 years, I have dedicated myself to building a top-notch, resilient, and professional staff. I think I've accomplished that goal over the past year. Your CBB staff takes very seriously their role as servants of the producers across this great country. They always do their best to ensure the Beef Checkoff program is accountable to all producers and functioning properly. That is often a difficult responsibility, but their dedication to you and the producers of this country motivates them to stay strong and vigilant under the pressure and criticism of people who don't have all the facts or don't understand the issues as well as the staff does. I'm extremely proud of the Beef Board staff. I think you should be as well. Now, I know we all make mistakes from time to time, because we're all human. Sometimes we work toward an important goal, and that goal clouds our judgment. Sometimes it's simply pride or a conflict which causes us to take the wrong approach. Whatever the reason, we all try to make the best decision based on the facts and information we have available at the time. Speaking of important goals, you're certainly aware that the CBB leaders tasked me and the CBB staff with reaching constructive and appropriate resolution of the issues surrounding the agreed-upon procedures review of NCBA. During the last 6 months, all parties worked together and came to settlement. I wouldn't say it was an easy process, but we all stayed on tasks, and we got the job done. Both the CBB and NCBA executive committees agreed to the settlement. Then, USDA unequivocally and rapidly approved the resolution to which the parties agreed. The Beef Board leadership has pledged to put that project behind us and move forward. Our revised CBB guidelines for contractors and our enhanced monthly review procedures will provide additional diligence to the way we fulfill our mission, which is to administrate and protect producer checkoff investments. I'm confident the revised guidelines will enable us to manage checkoff dollars even more thoroughly and help all of us who are partners in the success of the checkoff focus on fulfilling our mission to you. As we mentioned 6 months ago, the Clifton-Gunderson procedures indicated a few areas which needed additional review. Catherine Ayers, our CFO, completed those additional review procedures last week as we had planned. That review revealed a few more items which were not billed correctly, and NCBA has agreed to reimburse CBB and the Federation approximately $10,800. Craig Shackelford mentioned the Office of Inspector General, or OIG for those of you that are new, has selected the Beef Board for an audit this year. The Agricultural Marketing Service of USDA, or AMS, asked OIG to audit AMS's oversight of checkoff programs last year. I don't know why anybody would do that, but they did do that. Right, Craig? As you heard from Craig, the Office of Inspector General will start its work at the AMS office in Washington, D.C. next week and will come to the board's office after they complete that work. At this point, we have not been contacted by OIG concerning the timing of their arrival, and we have not received requests for information. We will keep you posted as we learn more. When thinking about challenges the last 6 months particularly, I believe the biggest challenge we have faced is our own anxiety of our future, of change, of the unknown. As an industry, we are under siege from many fronts, and our future is unclear. That is frightening. Fear causes us to do strange things, to question our neighbor's intent, to say things we normally wouldn't say, to do things we aren't proud of later. When we embrace change, look toward the future confidently, trust each other, and work for the good of the whole, amazing things happen. Remember, courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you're motivated to overcome the fear of change and the unknown. I'm reminded of some advice given to me by a friend who is also a pilot. He says, when in doubt, hold your altitude. No one has ever collided with the sky. Of course, he also said, it's always good to keep that pointy end moving forward as much as possible as well. So I'm not always so impressed with his cleverness. So what else is going on at the Beef Board? You've just heard about the Beef Industry Long Range Plan, an effort that the Beef Checkoff was a big part of. Your leaders believe strongly in the power of collaboration within the industry at large. Only by working together can the beef industry combat our mutual challenges. From competitors in the lean protein arena, to the cost of production, to defense of those who would steal away our environmental and sustainability so that we can continue to produce healthy, wholesome beef on America's farms and ranches. The long-range plan is a vivid example of what can happen when the industry participants come together to produce a practical vision of the beef industry's future. Quite frankly, I was able to attend a couple of those meetings, and it was not an easy task. Nobody complained, but there was a lot of work to get done over a very short period of time. But they stayed with it, worked through any rough spots, and prepared an excellent long-range plan for your consideration on Saturday. If approved by the board, our next job is to determine just how the Beef Checkoff can contribute to achieving some of the goals within the long-range plan. We have made notable progress in the beef's evaluation program over the last 6 months as well. This past year, Polly and your evaluation committee evolved our approach to evaluation to work towards more specific reporting on measurable goals. And we have a new quantitative way to survey and report on State Beef Council's opinions about every checkoff-funded program. Especially in times of shrinking budgets and increasingly difficult funding decisions, CBB's evaluation function must make continual strides to improve the way programs set measurable objectives and the way producers get information about how those goals were achieved. Albert Einstein said, "Not everything can be counted, and not everything counts can be counted." Let me say that again. Not everything that counts can't be counted. The progress of evaluation must be continual. And this year particularly, I know we've made strides in improving our process and our outcomes. That's not only the evaluation committee, but also the program managers who submitted ARs to make those measurable objectives more measurable. I encourage you to take a look at the 2010 evaluation report for a comprehensive overview of Beef Checkoff Program's measurable results. Speaking of measurable results, the Checkoff's Producer Attitude Survey, which the Beef Board manages at least once every year, told us some engaging and interesting things this time. 29%, and by far the largest category, of producers said that cost of production is the biggest challenge facing the beef industry. In light of that, the importance of the work the Checkoff does for the industry takes on new significance, and producers are aware of that significance. 74% of producers approved the beef checkoff program, an increase of 6 percentage points over last year at the same time. An increase that large must mean that the hard work of your board, our contractors, and the state beef councils is well recognized in the country. Additionally, 80% of producers say the beef checkoff has value when the economy is weak, and 81% think the checkoff has contributed to a positive impact on beef demand. Those are really good results, but we all need to continually tell our fellow producers and importers about what the checkoff is doing with their dollars. Your producer communication staff has tools and materials you can use in your individual efforts to inform your friends and neighbors about the beef checkoff. Please contact Lynn, Diane, or Melissa if you need that information. When you return home from this convention, I'd like to remind you of this message. What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. I believe the leaders and members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board have extraordinary dreams for the future of the land, the animals, and the people of agriculture. I believe we have turned the page on what lies behind us. I encourage all of you to remember that you are the foundation of America. This country was built on the grit and fortitude of farmers and ranchers. With that heritage comes the responsibility of protecting and enabling the survival of our businesses and our industry. This will require us to overcome our differences and work together. The challenges that face us are many, but our resilience and courage and our daring will see us through to the future so long as we can stand together and stand strong. In short, let's do our best to keep that pointy end moving forward. At the Beef Board, we are your staff, and we are always available to answer your questions or discuss an issue. Please let us know. Thank you.